before the season, you said that Colby Lee was going to shock some people, surprise some people.
Yep.
He's had a pretty good year. Do you think he's kind of lived up to that?
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to grow every day. He's really, really eager. He's willing to try and learn. He's willing to stay in the wheelhouse of what makes him good, right? And actually, that might sound like a little thing. That's a huge thing because most players aren't. Most players are so eager to get outside of the space where they look really good that they spend a lot of time looking really bad. And he's been willing to focus in on, you know, we talk about this all the time, about the terrible life that he's going to have is just shooting quicks and running and rebounding and moving his feet on defense, and that's all he's ever going to do. And he's not going to shoot threes, and he's not going to dunk on guys. He's not going to cross people up, and he's going to keep doing that and be 17 for 20 every three games for the rest of his career and then go make a bunch of money. And, you know, all the girls are going to love him, and it's just going to be an awful life because all he does is – stays in his wheelhouse, right? But he's been willing to do that, and I think it's part of what's making him really successful. Coach Burgess deserves an unbelievable amount of credit. He's done an incredible job growing all of our bigs, and he coaches everybody, but he spends a lot of time with the bigs, and Kobe's done an unbelievable job. And then his teammates have done a great job about finding him in the right spot.
Obviously, with Yoli, I think he said on the coach's show yesterday, Yoli's going to be out another week.
We just don't know. So, like, the wound is healing, right? And then once we get healed, then it's a matter of, like, how much pain is there, how comfortable he is. You're still concerned about re-injury. So it's going to be a little bit of how soon he feels confident, right? Actually, it's not just, you know, you can imagine having that injury. And then it's not just, like, walking around or being able to flex your finger or anything like that. It's about, like, taking a big-time hit or grabbing the ball or dunking the ball or, like, those things are the things that probably are going to take longer than actually the skin healing. So it just is going to be, you know, once this wound gets healed, it's just going to be a matter of, like, his comfort level, you know, to where he can play and be effective. It's his right hand. I mean, it's, you know, it's a really important part of what he does.
Obviously, that means Kobe's role is going
to
be
continued. Yeah, it's really important. I mean, Kobe and Dalton, Zach got to carry it. And Connor Harding now is playing a ton of four for us. And so those guys, they really have to carry the load because there is nobody else. I mean, that's it. And they're up for it. I mean, they're confident and they know how to play within the way that we play. And we know that we can win. We know we can win big games. We know we can win on the road. And those guys are... You know, and we've done that in the past, and hopefully we're getting better. So hopefully we have a better product on the floor that can win more. And you know, we don't really have any other choice. You know, the only other choice is to pack it in, and we certainly don't want to do that right now.
Sandy was a different look this year than the team these guys lost to last year. What do you expect to see tomorrow night?
Yeah, they're super dangerous. I think that's the best way to say it. They're really, really dangerous. You know, they have this number five who goes off for 25 points basically on the second half of their game against Pepperdine, and that's kind of like the danger that you feel, right? And they're really big. I mean, their front line is really big and really physical with the three guys that they're playing right now, and they're pretty skilled. They crash the offensive glass pretty hard. They haven't shot the ball great, but they have the potential. They have guys that really are capable of making shots. Two can really make shots. Five clearly can really make shots. One is their leading scorer right now, and he's in the last five games, he's shooting 46% from the three-point line. So, you know, we have to, you know, we got to come play as hard as we can. This is the biggest game we've ever had this season. I mean, it just is. And if we approach it that way, then we'll have a chance to really compete. And if we don't, then we're not. So we're feeling a little stressed right now.
Did you have to emphasize that with your team? I know there's a lot of veteran guys, but with the big game on Saturday against a top-ranked team, San Diego coming in or having won a league game, is there any concern about overlooking this?
I think there's always concern about I don't know. I mean, in this case, it's easy to say overlooking San Diego for the Zags, but I think really what it is overlooking a game. And these guys so far in the first half of the season have been unbelievable at honing in on the task at hand, right? And, you know, it's going to do us no good to, like, go have a great game against the Zags if we don't come compete and play as hard as we've ever played against San Diego. It just doesn't do us any good. And we actually don't have time to waste. We have to get better every single day, right? And so you don't do that by you know, thinking about Saturday when you got Thursday, Friday, and, you know, Wednesday evening, Thursday and Friday to go. So I trust these guys. You know, it's human nature to get distracted by anything, and so that's what everybody's fighting all the time, is the ability to stay focused. And so far, these guys have proven to be really adept at being locked in and focused. I hope they will be focused tomorrow, because my job's on the line.
How much does what's happening in the West Coast Conference help out with helping your guys stay focused on the task at hand?
I think it helps a little bit. I think just because it gives us something more to talk about, you know. But I think that I think these guys, you know, we've talked about this a lot. One of the gifts, maybe the best gift of being experienced, having a veteran team, is that they've actually seen it. So, you know, this game drives every coach that's ever played crazy. We're all freaking crazy, right? Because you have those times when you don't have yourself and your group locked in, and then you just kick a game. Not where you lose a game, but where you come to the gym not prepared to compete because of some distraction. And when everybody in the world thinks, well, everything should be fine, you know, if you've been in this game long enough, you know that there's times when the game just jumps up and bites you, right? And so you're in this frantic race to always keep it at bay and stay ahead of it, right? And I think veteran players have a little bit more of a sense of that. So that you know, maybe if I was here 2 years ago talking to this same group when they were sophomores, they would look at me like, this guy's crazy, man. We're about to go out and win this game. And maybe now they just look at me like I'm just a little bit crazy, not fully crazy. And that's a big deal. Like, that's an advantage. It's a real, real advantage that we have.
TJ will start his 120th consecutive game tomorrow night. What can you say about the value of a guy like that being able to answer the bell every game of this group?
Yeah, and I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you think about all the incredible, amazing players that have come here and started as freshmen and done everything done as freshmen, and TJ is going to smash that record. And that's really remarkable. Even if he doesn't, it's still remarkable. And you can't overstate the value of that. It's, you know, it's, you know, when I was at my previous job, our whole goal was to get old and stay old. And old is good, man, in this game. It's really, really good. It helps you with the intangibles of the game that actually decides so much about whether you're successful or not. I really believe that. And so it's a gift.